The Story of Ruth, Part 2. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole city buzzed with excitement over them. The women said, "Can this be Naomi?" "Do not call me Naomi," she replied. "Call me Mara." Mara means bitter. "For God made my life very bitter. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. How can you call me Naomi? When the Lord has dealt harshly with me, when God has brought misfortune upon me." Thus Naomi returns from the country of Moab. She returned with her daughter-in-law Ruth, the Moabite. They arrived in Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Now Naomi had a kinsman on her husband's side, a man of substance, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, "I would like to go to the fields and glean." Glean means gather leftover grain after the harvest. "Among the ears of grain, behind someone who may show me kindness." "Yes, daughter, go," she replied. And off she went. She came and gleaned in a field behind the reapers. Reapers are people who harvest a crop. And as luck would have it, it was the piece of land belonged to Boaz, who was of Elimelech's family. Presently, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem. He greeted the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they responded, "The Lord bless you." Boaz said to the servant who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose girl is that?" The servant in charge of the reapers replied, "She is a Moabite girl who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. She said, 'Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves.'" Sheaves are bundles of grain stalks laid lengthwise and tied together after reaping. "Behind the reapers, she has been on her feet since she came this morning. She has rested but little in the hut." Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen to me, daughter. Don't go to glean in another field. Don't go elsewhere, but stay here close to my girls. Keep your eyes on the field they are reaping and follow them. I have ordered the men not to molest you. And when you are thirsty, go to the jars and drink some of the water that the men have drawn." She prostrated herself with her face to the ground and said to him, "Why are you so kind as to single me out when I am a foreigner?" Boaz said in reply, "I have been told of all that you did for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and the land of your birth and came to a people you had to know before. May the Lord reward your deeds May you have a full recompense from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have sought refuge. She answered, You are most kind, my Lord, to comfort me and to speak gently to your maidservant, though I am not so much as one of your maidservants. At mealtime, Boaz said to her, Come over here and partake of the meal and dip your morsel. Morsel, it's a small piece of food. In the vinegar, so she sat down beside the reapers. He handed her roasted grain, and she ate her fill and had some left over. When she got up again to glean, Boaz gave order to his workers, You are not only to let her glean among the sheaves without interference, but you must also pull some stalks out of the heaps and leave them for her to glean and not scold her.